Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Senior Associate Editor Snehesh Alex Philip wrote an article titled China Building Bigger, Broader Second Bridge at Pangong So That Can Carry Armored Columns. My name is Raghav Bikchandani and I bring you the podcast version of this article. China is building a second bridge over territory held by it in Pangong So, which is capable of carrying armored columns, the print has learnt. The development comes as the Ladakh standoff between India and China enters its third year. Sources in the defense and security establishment said the first bridge, whose construction was started at the end of 2021 and finished last month, is being used as a service bridge for the construction of the second. The first bridge is being used by the Chinese to station their cranes and bring over other construction equipment. The new bridge right next to it is bigger and wider than the one they finished construction of in April this year, a source said. When the construction of the new bridge was spotted less than 3 weeks ago, the source added, the entire game plan of the Chinese was understood. The new bridge is being built from both sides simultaneously. On 3rd January, the print reported that the Chinese were building a bridge at Pangong So over territory held by it. At the time, sources had said that the bridge was being built with prefabricated structures to counter any August 2020-like operation of the Indian Army, which had led to India capturing dominating heights on the southern banks of the Pangong So. The bridge was aimed at cutting down a 180-kilometer loop from Kurnak to the southern banks through Rudok, sources had said. This would mean that the route from Kurnak to Rudok would come down to 40 to 50 kilometers. The 135-kilometer-long Pangong So, a landlocked lake that is partly in the Ladakh region and partly in Tibet, has witnessed tensions between India and China since May 2020. The earlier bridge could only bring in soldiers and lighter vehicles. The new one is actually bigger in size and wider. This means that they are looking at faster induction of not just troops and vehicles, but even armored columns, the source quoted above said, explaining why the new construction is significant. As reported last month, the Chinese have finished construction of the first bridge and are now building roads to connect it to one of its biggest military garrisons in the region, according to satellite images. The bridges are part of a series of military infrastructure that the Chinese are building in eastern Ladakh. While the India-China standoff continued on the southern banks of Pangong So, the Chinese between September 2020 and mid-2021 built a new road to its Moldo garrison to circumvent the visibility arc of the Indian soldiers and equipment on top of Advantage's heights. Sources said that with the new construction, China's People's Liberation Army, or the PLA, aims to have multiple routes to counter any possible operations by the Indian forces on the southern banks of the Pangong So in the future. Even as the Chinese construction continues, government sources have said that India does not foresee fighting China again along the line of actual control, or the LAC. However, they have made it clear that if Beijing tries to reignite tensions, New Delhi will offer a muscular response without worrying about the outcome. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode of the Print Pod.